I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden says that the FBI now believes the New Orleans suspect who was killed by police was the only person behind the New Year's Day attack.
They've established that the attacker was the same person who planted the explosives in those ice coolers in two nearby locations in the French Quarter just a few hours before he rammed into the crowd with his vehicle.
And he adds that officials are still looking into possible connections with the Islamic State group.
Federal law enforcement and the intelligence community are actively investigating any foreign or domestic contacts and connection that could possibly be relevant to the attack.
VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara delves further into that possibility.
The suspect, Shamsuddin Jabbar, was an army veteran who served in Afghanistan. Just before the attack, Jabbar posted videos online to proclaim his support for the terror group Islamic State, also known as ISIS, said FBI Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Rea.
In the first video, Jabbar explains he originally planned to harm his family and friends, but was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the, quote, war between the believers and the disbelievers, end quote. Additionally, he stated he had joined ISIS before this summer.
President Joe Biden met his Homeland Security team Thursday. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
14 people were killed and dozens were injured in that attack. Meanwhile, authorities say the highly decorated soldier inside a Tesla Cybertruck packed with fireworks that exploded outside Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas shot himself in the head just before detonation. They also say that it was not related to the New Orleans attack. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Palestinian and hospital officials say Israeli airstrikes killed at least 50 people across the Gaza Strip, including several children and two high-ranking police officers. Israel said the strike Thursday targeted a senior member of Hamas's internal security apparatus. It hit a tent in an Israel-declared humanitarian zone known as Mawasi. South Korean investigators spent hours waiting outside the official residence of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol as the Presidential Security Service blocked them from executing a warrant to detain him. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma tells us both supporters and opponents of the embattled South Korean president have been rallying in Seoul.
Thousands of President Yoon Suk-yeol supporters rallied on Thursday amid a heavy police presence. Pro-Yoon protester Cho Sung-won says the country is in a state of civil war and anarchy. President Yoon, he says, needs to return so he can normalize the country. Anti-Yoon protesters also held a rally in a nearby area, demanding Yoon's immediate arrest and impeachment, one saying the suspension of presidential powers is not enough and that Yoon needs to be criminally punished. To formally end Yoon's presidency, at least six justices on the nine-member constitutional court must vote in favor. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The 119th U.S. Congress will come into session Friday, but after a contentious battle over government funding last month, the Republican Party seemingly unified control of the Senate, House of Representatives, and presidency faces challenges. VOA's Catherine Gibson has more.
A new U.S. Congress set to start Friday. Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Mike Johnson.
President Trump will return to D.C. and to the White House, and we will have Republican control of the Senate and the House. Things are going to be very different around here.
But Speaker of the House Mike Johnson's leadership position is in jeopardy after his deal last month with Democrats to keep the government funded and open. Republican Representatives Chip Roy and Thomas Massey have already stated their doubts about his leadership. And Trump ally and advisor Steve Bannon called on Republicans to remove Johnson from leadership. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Syria's new security forces deployed tanks Thursday in the city of Homs to search for militia members and former soldiers loyal to ousted President Bashar Assad, who have refused to surrender the weapons. More than 100 people were detained. The armed fighters with the Islamist group that led Assad's ouster and now controls much of Syria conducted searches in alleyways and entered homes. They say they were working in coordination with the interim interior ministry. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.